boundary issues for council. Boundary changes to parliamentary constituencies in Calderdale could present some difficulties, according to the Chief Executive of Calderdale Council. The Boundary Commission for England published its proposals for Halifax and the Calder Valley in September and has completed its first consultation. However, Merran McRae said the introduction of roads from the city of Bradford into the Halifax constituency could cause some issues. From the point of view of the administration of elections, the changes to the Calderdale Borough constituencies causes no problem, but the inclusion of Royds Ward in Halifax does present difficulties. Administering a UK parliamentary election in a cross-boundary constituency poses particular practical challenges, adding a layer of complexity. The combination of the parliamentary election with other elections exacerbates cross-boundary issues. Although none of them are insurmountable, there would need to be very careful and detailed planning in place. Delegated functions would need to be arranged, together with effective liaison between staff in sharing authorities. The Commission has published its initial proposals and are set to be the subject of much debate before they're finalised, ready for the 2020 general election. Brighouse, Rastrick, Hipperholme and Lightcliffe and Elland will now come under the Halifax constituency, along with Royds from the city of Bradford. The Halifax constituency will also be made up of North Oram and Shelf, Ovenden, Park and Town wards. The new-look Calder Valley constituency will consist of the wards Calder, Greetland and Stainland, Illingworth and Mixenden, Ludden and Foot, Ryburn, Skirkote, Sorby Bridge, Todmorden and Whalley. As a region, Yorkshire is set to lose four MPs as part of a major shake-up of the way the region is represented at Westminster. Cutting the number of Commons seats for the region from 54 to 50 would involve changes to almost every constituency under plans put forward by the Boundary Commission. The Boundary Commission for England is an independent and impartial non-departmental public body which is responsible for reviewing parliamentary constituency boundaries in England, and it will publish the consultation results in spring 2017.